going to be learning a little bit of the laws of the 3 weeks, and specifically the fast that we are finishing up today. The Mechaber tells us, Chayavin l'sanos b'tishu b'av, Yudzayin b'talmuz, V'gimel b'tishrei, V'sar b'teves. The Mechaber gives us four different fasts, in which one of them was today, the 17th of Talmuz, Memnei Devarim Haroim She'aru Bohem, because of the different tragedies that occurred on those particular days, all of them connected somehow to the ultimate destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's based on a pasuk in Zechariah, the words of the Divrei Nevi'im. The pasuk tells us, we are alluding to these four fast days, mentioning the months of each of these fast days, Som HaRavi'i, Som Chamishi, Som Shvi'i, Som HaAsiri, etc. It mentions the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the seventh, and the tenth. The Amar Chazal on this are Chachamim teach us that Som Revi'i, the fast which corresponds to the fourth month, Zeh Shivas V'Tamos. This is referring to today. Shu B'Chodesh Revi'i L'Minyan HaChadosh. That if you would begin counting from Nisan, you will get to number four over here. V'Som HaChemishi, the following month, which is the fifth month, is Tisha B'Av Shu B'Chodesh HaChemishi. V'Som HaShvi'i explains the Mishnah Berurah that the seventh month refers to the fast of Som Gedalia, which is Chodesh HaShvi'i, which of course is right after Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. V'Som HaAsiri, Asar B'Teves, Shehu B'Chodesh HaAsiri. It also happens to be the 10th day, but it's also the 10th day and the 10th month. B'Chol Eilu HaYomim, and all of these days, Kol Yisrael Mis'anin Behem, we all fast. B'nei HaTzaros She'eru Behem, because as the Mechaber told us, the difficult times that we experience during each of those days. We also don't listen to music during this time. In order to awaken ourselves and our hearts to do tshuva. And the opportunity of fasting is a way for us to have a different experience so that we'll be able to stop eating and focusing on what really matters in our lives, and hopefully changing and improving ourselves. That when we think about these things, not that we should feel bad about ourselves, that we have so much to improve, but rather an opportunity to always improve and to feel good, that we have that chance to do tshuva. As the pasuk says, v'svadu es avonam v'savon avosam. So we have the opportunity to confess and to do tshuva, which is a tremendous opportunity that Hashem gives us this blessing. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, says, L'chein chayiv kol ish l'asum el libo b'osan hayomim. During these days, it's not just a time which we just nap away, but rather we have to focus on these days, l'fashvish b'masav, to really make a cheshvan and nefesh, to look at our actions that which we have done, certain things which maybe we shouldn't have done, or things that we can improve in our doing, and to do tshuva. Ki'ena ikar hatanis. We know that the most important aspect of the fast is not just the fact that you're not eating or drinking anything. It's like you're on a diet. That doesn't mean anything. After all, we see when it comes to the Anshi Ninveh, the pasuk says, V'yar Hashem es ma'asehem. Hashem did not see the fasting. Hashem saw their actions, that they changed. And on this, Chazal tell us, as sa'akam ve'as ta'anisam u'ne'amar. Not only does it not mention about the fast, doesn't mention that they were wearing sackcloth, because that's not the most important aspect. El es ma'asehem. All those things are just stimuli to get a person to do the tshuva. But if you don't do the tshuva, then you're holding on to the ikar. You're letting go of the ikar, rather, and just grabbing hold of the secondary thing, which is just a fast. It's just a preparation. Those people, those people that do fast, and thank God they fast, but they're not focused on what is really the important thing, that they waste their time, that's not the purpose of a fast. Mikol makom, ein lifter as atzmo b'tshuva b'lvad, ki yomim elohim mitzvos aseh b'divrei hanaviim l'sanos behem. So you can't say, all right, so I'll, at least I'll do what most people don't do. I'll do tshuva and I won't fast. I'll eat. No, obviously we still have to adhere to the divrei hanaviim and we have to fast. Now, what exactly happened on the 17th of Tammuz? It's always worthwhile, if you're fasting and you've made such a dramatic change in your day, to at least have an idea of why we're doing what we're doing. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, which is actually Mishnah, that there are five things. When they, what does it mean? What are these things? Ki b'shivasa b'tamuz erubo chamish saros. What were the five terrible things that happened to the Jewish people throughout the history? And these are only the five that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Of course, there are numerous other incidents that occurred thereafter on this day. So let's just read the five that is brought down by our Chazal. Ki nishtavar haluchos kishi'ar Moshe min ahar. Ki meforesh b'torah. Familiar with the incident of the Bnei Israel who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, the Egel HaZahav, and because of this treachery that the Jewish people committed, Moshe Rabbeinu had the Luchos, the first set of Luchos, were destroyed, were smashed. That happened today. Ubuta HaTomid Od Mulhakri B'Bais HaRishon. We mentioned on Shabbos that the carbon tamid, which we also read about in Parshas Pinchas, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bin Arboim, morning and afternoon, which corresponds to our davening, that stopped. We stopped bringing the sacrifice, which, of course, is tragic, not only because of what we mentioned, because by stopping davening is a major element of our moon, of our faith, but it also is our connection to Hashem, that we have this link, this relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that we should never stop that connection. That when it came to the second Beis HaMikdash, this time, the 17th day of Tammuz, the city walls of Yerushalayim were breached. And the Torah was burned, fourth thing, by this terrible Rasha. And then finally, of the five, V'ha'amad Selam Behechel, that there was a selem, an idol, that was placed in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. So for these five reasons, certainly warrants for us to do tshuva and for us to fast. And the Mechaber points out, based on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that the walls of Yerushalayim, the city walls, were breached. It says, B'chor ben Bayis Sheni, it came to the second Beis HaMikdash. It was not the same date when it came to the first Beis HaMikdash. And it's worthwhile noting this. The Mechaber tells us that Afa Gav Dechsib B'kra, the Pasuk does tell us, B'chodesh HaRevi'i B'tisha L'chodesh Havka'ir. Doesn't mention that the walls were breached on the 17th, but rather it says B'tisha L'chodesh on the 9th. So the question is, why are we fasting today? So maybe we should have fasted on the 9th. Maybe we should have also fasted on the 9th. So the Mechaber tells us, Ein Mesa'anin B'tisha Bo El B'yud Zayin Bo. Of course, most of us, the 9th day of Tammuz came and went, we didn't even realize that it was a tragic day. But we don't fast on that day, we only fast on the day that we're currently in, the 17th. Even though it's true that the walls were breached, it came to the first base of Mikdash on the 9th day of this month. However, when it came to the second base of Mikdash, it was on the 17th day, which is today. Therefore, tiknu l'sanus b'yud zayin bo mishum d'churban bayis sheni chomir lon. We instead are going to fast on the 17th day because the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash is chomir lon, is more chomer, is more significant. And the reason why is, look where we are right now. We're currently in Golos. And for us to remember the tragic event of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the starting point of it, in which the walls were breached, of course, it's worthwhile acknowledging. But to fast on that day is not as necessary. In fact, we're not going to be matriach, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the tzibur, to have to constantly fast on numerous days, more than is necessary. And therefore, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but it was built again. But unfortunately, this is something which we really have what to be davening for, fasting, and doing tshuva for, because the walls were breached, and unfortunately they were never rebuilt to this day. And therefore, for this reason, it's worthwhile to fast, not on the 9th, but rather on the 17th. With a few minutes that we have, We're going to continue with some of the halachos presented by the Piskei Tshuvos, which discuss also fasting in general and getting a little bit into the laws of the 3 weeks. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos as he quotes the words of the Mechaber, the importance of doing tshuva and to really analyze and to look within oneself. And he says as follows, Uviyom Hatainis, when it comes to the day of a fast, he doesn't say this one specifically, it could be any fast day. Yishmor Atzmo Mikas. Doesn't explain why. But you have to be extra cautious to not get angry during a fast day. V'yemiyeshul Masu Matan Yasim Emunah V'nachas B'yoser. And if for whatever reason you're engaged in some business transactions in which you can very easily get upset that you feel that you were mistreated or that you may not have gotten the better end of the deal, nonetheless, you should always do it, but emunah, v'nachas, you should do it with calmness, with belief and faith. And the idea behind this is that it's, again, as we just read in Mishnah Berurah, it's not about fasting. It's about looking within and then changing our midos. So if we have areas in which need improvement, including our personalities, in which we get angry a little bit too fast, so then on this day in particular, we should try to be careful to try to refine those midos. And he continues and says, V'imayit b'sicha b'chol ma'at esher. A person should try to minimize idle chatter as much as one can possibly do. Shlo yavol l'mlo'os piv schok, that you shouldn't end up making jokes, that it ends up that today is just a regular day, that I just skip breakfast and lunch. V'chiv godol al odom b'tani yoseilu, it's a tremendous obligation for us all. L'onin l'konin l'tza'ar ma'od, al kol ha'ma'od sher behem, that we have to really feel these five things that we read. We have to understand and really internalize that pain. And once we do that, it's promised by these words, he says, that once we do this, then Hagia Sargodl Vishever Godl Kavayachl Bori Yisporach Shemo Vizikar Vishorish Atainus, that once we feel the pain of why we're fasting, then Hashem looks and realizes, you know, they're not just going through the motions. They really care. It means something. It's not just lip service. It's not just actions. But it's not just not fast and not eating. But it's something which is more meaningful. And once we do that, then we really are tapping into the ikar. The most important aspect of a fast is to change and to connect. Brings down a Gemara in Brachos and says, V'nohagin l'asei tzedakah b'mincha b'yom ta'anis. Of course, it's always a mitzvah to give tzedakah, important mitzvah. But especially the case when it comes to the day of a fast. And he says specifically to give the tzedakah by mincha time, as mincha just came and went a few moments ago. And he quotes the Gemara and Brachos, which the Gemara discusses in the first chapter therein, of all the different actions and the greatest form of reward, the greatest way of performing that particular action, whatever it may be. So when it comes to a fast day, the Gemara says, Agra t'tanisa sidkos, that the greatest reward that a person can get in a fast, so you would probably think, what is the greatest reward? So maybe when it comes to maybe teshuva, as we said, certainly not just the fast itself, but it's agra t'tanisa sidkos, that tzedakah, that the charity that we give, the more charity we give, Hashem looks at our actions, and that we get the greatest level of reward. And he says, interestingly enough, the Yesh Nohagin, that there's some commercials for diets. They say it's $10 plus the price of food. So it's the same thing over here, that you're supposed to give to the aniyim the amount of money that you would have spent on the food that you did not eat on that particular day. And he brings down an interesting source as to the reason why we read the Haftorah, why we read a Haftorah by Mincha on a fast day, and why specifically the Haftorah that was read. And he said that one of the sections, one of the psukim that we read just a few moments ago, it's written, Shomer Mishpat V'asu Tzedakah. So we mention by Mincha time to kind of announce to everyone the importance of Tzedakah, of giving charity. And the idea behind this is that here we are in a few moments we're going to be going back to our homes and enjoying a nice meal. The reality is that when we are eating every single day, we don't realize the pain and suffering that people have to experience every single day of their lives. We get that privilege of being able to have a meal. There are numerous people that tonight will not have a dinner to go to. They will not have a home to go to. And therefore, the idea of fasting and then realizing that there are other people that are suffering, giving tzedakah, shows that you're thinking beyond yourself. You're thinking about another human being. And for that reason, that is the greatest reward, as the Gemara says. So for a couple more minutes, the Piskei Tshuvos then discusses when it comes to these particular fasts, they're different than Yom Kippur and as well as Tisha B'Av. So almost a lolo mutarim brachitza v'sicha v'niyosasana v'tasha shemita. The inuyim, the afflictions which are studied or and adhered to on Yom Kippur as well as on Tisha B'Av, do not apply to these days. In other words, a person could wash and also wear leather shoes, and the other inuyim which are not allowed on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shebal nefesh yachmir b'kulam. A person who is a bal nefesh, a person who doesn't just want to get by, but a person who is a bal nefesh, should do all of them, should be strict, just like today would be Yom Kippur, and adhere to all of these things. And he says, the only exception may be Nilsa Sandalo Yachmir. He should walk around like a big tzaddik. This is before they had those beach shoes that people wear every day anyway, so it's, you know, but you'd walk around without leather shoes, so you're basically walking around with a banner saying that I'm holier than thou, I'm a big tzaddik, and obviously you're missing the point. That's not the way an unav, a tzaddik, behaves. But when it comes to all everything else, an individual who is a bal nefesh should adhere to them all. And the Shla tells us, Shabal nefesh yachmir gam b'leil ha'tainus. It says that it's not only referring to during the day, but also when it comes to the night as well, that restriction would apply. And he brings down that if you would decide to be a bal nefesh and follow all these other rulings, based on the words of the Shla, it implies that also when it comes to l'inyan achil v'shtiyah, that perhaps also when it comes to eating and drinking, that if you want to take upon yourself those stringencies and say that you're a bal nefesh, that doesn't just mean during the day, it means also fasting for a 24-hour period of time, which is how some people interpret those words. Again, a bal nefesh doesn't say a person who is a chassid or is a machmir. A bal nefesh, the way I understand a bal nefesh, is someone who has a soul. It means a soul. It means you have feelings, which means for ourselves, for myself personally, so, you know, I try to be a bal nefesh, I try to be sensitive to the feelings of what's going on this particular day. But a bal nefesh is someone who has a tremendous understanding, a tremendous sensitivity, and such a person, it's befitting for them to adhere to all of these rules, even on Shiva Subatam. We'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch H